Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Hello. A week before Christmas, I hope you've ordered your goose and are busy making mince pies. At the weekend back in the UK, I went carol singing with old college friends at the entrance of a supermarket, which worked a treat, putting a smile on people's faces as they wheeled their trolleys past us and money was dropped into our bucket. But we decided that next year we would get a card reader, which churches now use as a matter of course, as so few people carry change anymore. It got me wondering why carol singing hasn't really taken off across the channel, standing in the freezing cold, singing Come All Ye Faithful, what's not to like? Or indeed, why has pantomime never taken off anywhere across the continent? Britain is awash with them at the moment. Cinderella's, Jack and the Beanstalks, Aladdin's, Mother Geese, all over the place, with outrageous costumes, terrible jokes, full of innuendo. It's almost the last place in the English-speaking world where you're allowed to be naughty and suggestive. So why not here in France? How about a panto in the Gers in 2024? For now, I can tell you that tonight, in Lector, there's a chance to get into shape and into the Christmas mood at the Salle Omnisport, with an evening of dance and keep fit. But you must come dressed appropriately in red leggings, antlers, Santa suits, whatever you can find. And after all the exertion, there will be an aperitif as your reward. Entry fee for non-members is €5, which you can pay on the door. On the 20th, the village of Pauillac is having its Marché des Producteurs from 7:30 in the morning to 1 o'clock outside the Salle de Fête. All kinds of delicious produce on offer. Champagne, seafood, poultry, meat, vegetables, black garlic, fruit, all sorts. On the 22nd at 7:30 and 23rd at 3 at the Allograin in Lectoure, something slightly different. There'll be a fashion show showing fashion through the ages, from the togas of Roman times to the cinched waists and corsets of the 1950s, and all this organized by the Théâtre Historique Lectourois. On Friday the 22nd, a special Christmas concert at the Church of Terrobe by the trio who call themselves L'Air de Rien, with Nelly Despax playing the flute, Joël Lassus on clarinet, and Christophe Bouillet playing the magnificent organ. And that starts at 8 p.m. and it's free, organized by the mairie. On Saturday the 23rd at 8:30 at the Church of Saint-Martin de Goyne, there'll be a concert of Christmas songs with a clarinet ensemble and two choirs, Atelier des Voix and Castera Coeur, and that is also free. All this week at the Orangerie at Lectoure, Isabelle Querin will be exhibiting her artwork, so you could pick up a last-minute present. And if you haven't yet seen it, you can still catch Wonka at 9 o'clock tonight at Lectoure Cinema. And as I said last week, it is a complete delight. So, just a quick word about TV presenter and campaigner Esther Ranson, who brought us That's Life and The Silver Line, and who thought she would not live to see another Christmas. But she's still there, still busy writing column inches for us all to enjoy. So, I wish her a very happy Christmas, and to all of you out there. Let's enjoy every minute we have. And thank you for listening.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com
to Hicksville.